Welcome everyone to this beautiful new episode. I am super, super, super excited to bring on a very special guest today. Thank you, Iris, for coming on board.
You're so welcome.
For this very, very intense topic we are going to bring up today. Very intense. So just to introduce you briefly to this wonderful woman, Iris is a certified holistic cycle guide. She is a hormonal health coach and a doula with an academic background in medical anthropology and women's studies. That's a lot of stuff. She is qualified in holistic women's health in traditional midwifery practices and trauma-informed coaching. So her entire work revolves around menstrual and life cycles from periods to postpartum. And in all her work, her main focus lays on getting to know our bodies, so gaining body literacy, and sharing tools to make informed body choices. And so cultivating a sense of body belonging throughout all changes and cycles our bodies move through. Beautiful. She also holds space for people to come home to themselves through embracing their bodies and their cycles. She helps practice cyclical living and being in flow with cycles instead of going against them. So Iris supports cyclical beings through online coaching, through courses and classes, circles and retreats. She does all of the things. And her free online community, WOM Wellness Circle. You can find more about Iris and her world and her work on www.cycleseeds.com. And you can find her on Instagram at cycleseeds. So this is quite an introduction. I am super, 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 I'm beyond excited to have you here on this call, really, to navigate this topic we're bringing up today, which is all about healthy, conscious, and informed nutrition, we could say. So all about how nutrition has such an incredible impact in our lives as women, as in fact, hormonal ever-changing beings, and as bleeders, right? So this conversation actually came up after I shared on my social media platform a screenshot. I shared a screenshot of a woman who was thanking me for having advised her to reintroduce meats and fats in her diet because she was a vegan at first. And, you know, after she did this very, very intense step, she noticed an incredible increase of energy. And her blood flow mostly was more consistent and she felt overall more healthy and more vital. So she was like super, super grateful. And I got super excited about this testimony. And I just shared it blindly on my social media without in fact thinking about the impact that this could have on my audience. It's veganism today is such a sensitive, sensitive topic. And I'm here today to bring this conversation with you because, of course, while the intention behind, you know, certain choices that we make regarding our nutrition and are absolutely fair, and they may have all the ethical reasons and the most love and compassion behind, I do believe it also has a very, very intense impact on our entire bodies. Mm-hmm. And many are not aware of this. So it's very, very, there are so many important things to know. And I am going to like hand over the mic to Iris about this because I'm sure you have so much to explain about this.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Jasmine. It's an honor to be here. And I think it's important for people to know that I have been both vegetarian and vegan for nearly 15 years of my life. And that I have quite some personal experience with being a vegetarian and a vegan. And I also want to say that I have experience with being a vegetarian and a vegan, and I also have experience with being totally uninformed about that. And being vegetarian and vegan out of ideological reasons for the animals and the planet, but then also I was completely unaware that I was wreaking havoc on my own personal body. I had in my head that I wanted to support the earth body and the bodies of animals, but then I was completely depleting mm-hmm. my own body without knowing it. So I want people to know that I have my own personal experience, and I totally understand the ideology and the reasoning behind why people want to be vegetarian or vegan. I also completely mm-hmm. understand that the big meat industry is something that we cannot possibly support at all. And I'm totally against mm-hmm. that myself too. So before I really dive in, I want people to know where I'm coming from and that I totally understand the reasoning behind wanting to be vegetarian or vegan. And that I also understand what it does to the body when you do this in an uninformed and unsupported way. And when you are not having a clue about nutrient absorption in the body and how macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbs function in the body on a cellular and enzyme level. And for me personally, when I started to discover all of that, it is when it started to make sense to me. And it's a lot. This whole topic is a lot. And I also want to say as a disclaimer that I don't want to blame anyone. I just want to make sure that people have the right information so that they can make choices about their body that works for them. On top of that, I do want to say that bio-individuality when it comes to human bodies is my key thing. So I do want to say that for some people, eating meat will be the best option for their specific body, whereas for other people, having a plant-based diet may be a better option for them. Yes. But it's not up to me to decide what works for which person, but it's up to me, I feel, to take responsibility to share what I know. And what I know is that a lot of people who live their lives eating a plant-based diet deplete their own body because they do not have proper guidance on how to be healthily vegetarian or vegan.
Yes.
And most people in my practice who have the worst period problems, like no periods or ovulatory cycles, are eating a plant-based diet with no proper guidance or supplementing. And this is exactly what I have been through myself. So when I was younger, I was on hormonal birth control, which already prevents the body from absorbing vital nutrients, one. And I was eating a vegetarian and then vegan diet without any knowledge of how the nutrients in plants are taken in by the body and how the body actually needs more energy to be able to extract nutrients from plants. So for me, that was like a double cause of my own period and body problems. I was severely anemic. I had super low iron levels. I was always tired, always fatigued, always brain fog. My muscles would always be painful, no matter how little I moved. I was always with painful muscles. I had very low fat levels. And at a certain point, I was nearly at the point I needed to get vitamin B12 shots because I was so low in these nutrients. So I have lived the consequences of being uninformed and being vegetarian and vegan. And I really want people to understand that it is so important to get the right information when you want to make such a big life change, because it's going to affect your whole body and how your body takes in nutrients when you start, deciding that you want to eat in a different way for whatever reason you choose to do that. It will have an impact on how your body functions. And I want people to, I want people to understand that.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much for this incredible argumentation. So vitally important. And also from my own experience, I also have been vegetarian, not vegan, because I couldn't go that deep. I couldn't go that far because simply being vegetarian, uninformed and informed. So I had two moments in my life. The first was completely uninformed and it lasted only 1 year. And I was like literally going to the hospital every single time. And I just said, no, this is not the right way. then years passed, then I met my mother-in-law, who is a nutritionist, and she told me about all the informed way how to actually be a vegetarian with the supplementation, with a healthy diet, with healthy fats, with reducing gluten, sugars, and all the things to like really absorb everything that I needed. But even with the informed way, I still wasn't functioning at my maximum. Mm-hmm. I really felt it. But this, of course, this is my constitution, and I had to come to terms with this. I had to accept this, that my body, coming from, like, I have my father who's a Black African-American, so, like, we have certain genes that run through our bodies that, in this case, in my case, I really, really needed meat to sustain, to support my system, to... Yeah. Be able to function properly. So as you said, it's so important. Everyone has their unique body print, I could say. So for some people, it can definitely be useful to eat meat, to eat animal products, but for others, it may not be the case. I also believe it also really depends on what kind of lifestyle you're having. Because yes. I'm a firm believer that, like, vegetarianism is amazing when, or veganism is amazing when you're not too active in this world, where you can really relax yourself and have long periods of retreat in which you can just like think about nourishing your body and just like having a very, very mild lifestyle. And that's why, like, it's the most spiritual, we could say, diet. That's why also in many ancient texts they say, like, if you want to regain more spiritual energy in a sort of sense, you have to go vegetarian. But that is okay for monks. That is okay for people who have that kind of lifestyle. But if you have to be active in this world and you have to work and do all, like, be able to properly function in a modern, high, fast-paced world, which is today, you really need to back up that energy. Yes. You need that. We need that. And I had really... It was hard for me. It was really hard for me to accept this, because when I was vegetarian, I remember it was like, no. I mean, I can manage to do it. I can manage to do it. So I maybe got more supplements and I got more of the things, but I was just seeing that it wasn't for me. So when I ate meat for the first time, again, I literally cried. I cried so hard. It was so hard to accept that. But then I cried also because my body at the same time was so overwhelmed with energy. Like, yeah. Energy was coming back to me, and it just felt so liberating at the same time. So I had this grief, but also this blessing at the same time, that they were like in communion. So I said, wow, okay, I mean, this can work if I bring gratitude, if I bring this level of intention, that I use my energy for a higher purpose, for a higher vision, that I really want to help people in this world. I want to help women. I want to bring, like, my gift to the world, and to do this, I need the fuel.
Yes.
I can do that. I give myself permission to do that. So I give all the gratitude to the animal that is coming, that sacrificed its life in order for me to do what I need to do in this world. And nothing will be left undone. Nothing will be negative in that sense, because we're all merging into communion to this.
Yeah. Oh, I so hear you. It even made me emotional when you said that you cried when you ate meat for the first time, because I did that too. Like, and I did, like, the intentional, I ate fish for the first time. Like, I had had fish before when my mom made it, but when I made the conscious choice to do it for myself,
yes.
I had a similar experience. And what you're saying, mm-hmm. That we need the fuel to you know, to do the work that we're doing, because we're carrying a lot. I totally agree with you. And actually, when you look at the scientific way of that, a vegan and plant-based diet usually are lower in protein.
Mm.
And when the body doesn't have enough protein, it literally creates a stress response in the body. Now, our ancestors had high stress maybe a few times per year when they saw a bear or a tiger. We have that kind of stress multiple times per day. And then we have these diets that are low in protein and low in fat, because the advertisement industry has made us to believe that fat is bad for you. So we deplete ourselves on that. And then by doing that, put our bodies in an actual physical stress response while we are already having these stressful lives. So we're actually depleting our bodies in so many ways. And then on top of that, we have the pace of our society and the linear way in which things have to be done and all the productivity. It takes a lot of energy from the body, and it's not for nothing. So many people are in a burnout. So many people are suffering with chronic fatigue or nutrient deficiencies. It's because we don't nourish our bodies in the way that they need to be able to function on the level that we want our bodies to function. There are so many things wrong with that. If I start thinking about it, like the whole idea to become vegan or a vegetarian for many people is like out of these ethical reasons, but where is the ethics for our own bodies and the way that we live, you know? It's so backwards in my mind how that works. And on top of that, we need protein to build hormones. And it's also not for nothing that so many people are suffering with these hormonal issues. Yes. It's the protein that is so important. And just to get a little bit sciencey here, proteins are made up of one or multiple chains of amino acids, and different sequences of these amino acids produce different proteins, and they have different functions in the body. And there are 20 amino acids that the body uses to build all this protein. 11 of these are synthesized by the body itself, but 9 of them, the essential amino acids, cannot be made by our body. So we need to get them out of our environment. They are available in plant sources, but meat sources are readily available. When we get them from plant sources, our body needs to do a whole bunch of processes to make sure to get the same amount of protein out of that plant. And it actually takes more energy, and our bodies are already low in energy, but just because from living the life that we're living. So if I look at this from this perspective, the most respectful thing that I can do for my body is offer it foods that are readily available in amino acids, in nutrients, so that my body, so I'm not putting more work on my body to digest, and I'm giving my body a break, you know?
Receiving. Oh my goodness, this is so this is so important. I really wish that this goes far and wide.
Me too. Yes. And then another thing, you know, a downside of plant protein is that animal protein comes with fat to balance out. Plant protein comes with carbohydrates, and this can lead to blood sugar dysregulation and a lot of hormonal issues, like PCOS, for example, have to do with blood sugar imbalances. So if we are, you know, eating a plant-based diet only, and we're unaware of how to manage these carbohydrates that come from plants, we can also crank up all these levels in our body and make our bodies insulin resistant, which wreaks havoc on your hormones and your fertility.
Boom. Truth bombs on truth bombs.
So there is a lot to take into consideration, especially if you want to be fertile, especially if you want to have babies. So if people want to be fertile and want to be, you know, able to create a baby in their body, you really need to get things straight with yourself when it comes to your fat, your protein, and your carb intake, to see whether you are giving your body highest absorption level for nutrients and giving your body the food that is going to nourish your body immediately and support, you know, your hormones to be built. Protein is literally a building block for hormones.
Yes, this is so incredible. This is so important. And I also think that we have to look like an ancient, like back in time in the history. Like simply looking at how our teeth are made. Mm-hmm. Our teeth are made for eating meat. It's undeniable in some sort of way. And when I shared that screenshot, I had many women telling me, but if you look at ancient times, there were so many vegans, especially in India. That isn't quite true. I mean, in my experience and in my knowledge, I know that Indians have always been vegetarian, not vegan. Mm-hmm. Vegan is something that came, it's very new age, I would say, because I never saw tracking and history of actual veganism, more vegetarianism.
Yeah.
So, and if we look even more in the past, when we didn't have all the comfort of the society nowadays and all the food choice, people would hunt their food. They would hunt their food and they would do it in a very spiritual way, we could say, like the American Indians, right? They would go hunt, they would kill the animal, but they would say the prayers. They will make sure that the animal will have everything that it needs to depart into the realms of the dead with grace, with dignity. And then that meat is just for survival. No, it's the circle of life, something that mm-hmm. Lion King teaches us. No.
Yeah, and in those days, it was also the sustaining of an ecosystem. And yeah. I traveled to Colombia, to an indigenous community, and they would also, they had like an abundance of like fruit available in the jungle, but they still would like hunt for fish and other animals mm-hmm. because they needed to survive. And the thing is, when people think about meat eating, they think about having a big ass steak every single day. No, you actually just need 60 grams, 50 to 60 grams per day to, you know, 15% of your diet should contain the protein from an animal. That is very little. Yeah. And so many people are over consuming meat, which indeed causes health problems, because yeah. then you are disrespecting the balance of fat, protein, and carbs on which your body can thrive. Mm-hmm. So it is all about finding the balance for your bio-individual body and what works for you. I don't need much meat. I only eat fish and chicken mm-hmm. and eggs right now. Because my intestines just don't do well on other types of meat. And I don't know why that is, but it's just how my body responds mm-hmm. and I respect how it responds. And I've been trying a few things, but this is just the best way for me. And it's important to find out what works the best for you. But we don't need so much meat. I mean, the meat industry has made us to believe that we need to have like 500 grams of meat per day. I mean, that's insane.
Absolutely.
We don't need that. Mm-hmm. The body doesn't need that. And that's when all these health issues start. And on top of that, there is another thing that I find very disturbing. It has also been fueled by the advertising industry in the 50s, when people started to use more plant-based oils, mm-hmm. Vegetable oils, like corn oil, canola oil, sunflower oil, all that kind of stuff. And the thing with that is that these plant oils are very high in omega-6 fatty acids, while mm-hmm. our body thrives better on omega-3 fatty acids. So just to get a little bit sciencey here again, so this ratio between omega-3 and 6 is very important, because these fats affect the body in a different way. So both of these fats are the building blocks to make a group of lipids in the body that are called prostaglandins. And these are found in virtually every piece of tissue in the body. And they play a crucial role in regulating inflammation. Inflammation is connected to period pain as well. So omega-3 fatty acids are the building blocks for anti-inflammatory prostaglandin, and we call that prostaglandin E1 or PGE1, while omega-6 fatty acids are used by the body to produce pro-inflammatory prostaglandins that are called E2 or PGE2. And when we have more omega-6 in our diet than omega-3, our bodies will produce more pro-inflammatory PGE2. And this causes our body to be in a chronically inflamed state. So it's not because you're not eating meat that you cannot get inflamed. And I see a lot of people in my practice who are eating a plant-based diet who actually overconsume omega-6 in relation to omega-3, and they're inflamed and they don't know because they think plants are good. But you need this information to, you know, to make this informed choice to see how you regulate your omega-6 and omega-3 levels in your body. So not all plant fats are good either, especially not if they're processed and especially if they're trans fat.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. And what would you recommend as healthy fats as well?
So if people want to eat healthy fats, they should opt for what is called monounsaturated fats, like olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil. So oils that don't go rancid when you heat them up. Because they really wreak havoc on our bodies. And I even recommend my clients to only cook with plant-based coconut oil if they use plant-based diet. And otherwise, I recommend animal fats like butter or ghee.
Yes.
Ghee is clarified butter that doesn't contain lactose. I'm very sensitive for lactose, so I don't eat butter, but I do eat ghee.
Beautiful. Yes, ghee is part of my life. Like I can't literally go a day without my ghee butter. Mm-hmm. And preferably homemade, because also the ones that you find usually in shops, also they're like, there's also always some ingredients or some way they prepared it in which is not quite like at its maximum. So it's very easy to make at home, actually.
Yes, I do that too.
Yes, and it's absolutely fabulous. Wow. So thank you so much for all this information. Oh my goodness. You are a powerhouse.
Well, I find it important that people have this information because I truly understand that if you start to become like a vegetarian or a vegan out of this heart for animals and the planet, that is like so big and so important that it's easy to leave this type of information out. And then after a few months or a few years, you start to feel your own health going backwards.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want that for people. I want people to thrive and I want people to be informed and make sure that they nourish their bodies, because the whole world as it is right now is set up in such a way that it depletes our bodies on every single level. So I find it important that people have the information to keep nourishing their bodies to navigate these crazy times.
Thank you. Incredibly. So this is such golden information. I think I will put this audio actually in my incoming course because it's going to be super helpful. Thank you. You think you have something else you want to add among all of this beautiful things and tips and advice that you gave?
Maybe to add one more thing, because I'm thinking about it right now, that if you eat a diet low in protein, which is less than 50 grams per day, this will stimulate a stress response, which drives the body towards fat storage, increasing body fat and a fatty liver. So there is also this idea of people like, oh, I need to keep my protein and my fat levels low. But actually, when you don't eat it enough, your body is going to create fat to keep you healthy.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the rest, I would say, like, get a nutritionist, a skilled nutritionist. If you still want to practice a plant-based diet and you know it is good for your body, your gut responds well to it, your stomach responds well to it, your energy and your muscles respond well to it, maybe get some help from a skilled nutritionist who can help you balance out your own diet and create a diet that works for your specific body. Because with diet, it's like that. We need a bio-individual diet and we need to find out what works best for our bodies.
Absolutely. Or to come directly to you, I suppose. This is part of your work, so they can directly contact you. And
yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Especially if you are experiencing some problems with your cycle or your hormones, mm-hmm. please reach out. I'm happy to help. Yeah.
Beautiful. Amazing. Also, a last thing that was quite interesting. In one of my latest podcasts, I was interviewed by a woman who stated that a friend of hers was a vegan. And to remedy the intake of protein, she actually drinks her own menstrual blood. And she says, wow, this act always made her iron levels like skyrocket. And the doctors are always so amazed by this. And this got me a lot of to think. I was like, wow, isn't it true that our bodies in some sort of way always give us what we need? Then, of course, I don't know, because we don't have much knowledge or there's not much research around the impact of menstrual blood in our own bodies. I don't know that, but also like things like urine therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that you're aware of this too.
I'm aware of it, but I have not like researched it very well. And I have drank my own menstrual blood as well, just as a, you know, to try. Like, what? I'm sure you've done that too, just, you know, to experiment. But then again, you know, knowing about these 20 amino acids and knowing that our bodies create 11 of these for sure, there is still 9 essential amino fatty acids that we cannot create ourselves. Our bodies are truly amazing, but they can't do everything. So we also need a little bit of extra support. And I totally get that, like, potassium, calcium, and iron levels, for example, would go up when you consume your, this is just totally me assuming, huh? I didn't do research to this, but just from my using my brain right now, that's what I can come up with. That can support those levels to go up. But then at the same time, we do need the other, like, fats and proteins to keep getting our hormones to function well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. So this conversation has been quite epic. Thank you so much, Iris, for having been here and sharing your knowledge. I really hope that this comes to the ears of many, many women. And if you need anything from Iris, she's available. I will send all the links and how you can find her easily.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This was a great conversation. And I really hope it will help people to understand their bodies better or research more or get more help, because it's important that we have all the information to support our bodies.
Yes. To thrive. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.